producers, but we'll certainly see how they react. And obviously here in the United States, as well as around the world, everyone is watching economic indicators very closely. And this week, many analysts found two of them particularly disturbing here in the U.S. The biggest monthly decline in industrial production numbers in 24 years and retail sales that dropped nearly 3%. On the line with us to discuss what they mean is Bob Braska, chief economist with Fact and Opinion Economics. Good morning.
Good morning.
Bob, why are these numbers so important?
Well, the numbers are important because they're some of the key barometers of activity in our economy. The consumer is about 70% of GDP, gross national product. And if retail sales are getting weak, then that's a pretty bad sign. The retail sales report is released. It's just about half of consumer spending.
And so you argue that these numbers, among others, show that we are in a recession and have been since 2007. You want to explain?
Well, the decline in retail sales is significant. It's an ongoing decline now. Industrial production is off sharply. There was some hurricane and work stoppage effect in it, but still without those things, the decline in industrial production was severe. If you look back historically, you know, we've been losing jobs since January, and while it hasn't been severe, if you look at the period, it looks more like other recessionary periods than it looks like something else. In fact, if you assume that the recession started in December, which a lot of economists have argued, you can stack it up against other recession periods, and it actually fits okay. There are actually two other recession periods where this deeply into a recession, they had lost fewer jobs than we have in this one,
mm-hmm.
in percentage terms, not just outright terms, in percentage terms. So, you know, this really does fit in to the family of recessions, but with the declines we're seeing now, it's fitting more into the family of severe recessions.
I've heard some argue that there are 23 states that are currently in the midst of a recession. Would you agree with that, and would you describe what you think that means?
Well, I don't like that sort of designation. Recession is a macroeconomic term. That is, it's a term that applies to the entire economy. And so, according to my understanding of it, you can't have one state in recession. You can't have one industry in recession. You can have states that are doing so badly. They're doing as badly as though we were in a recession. You know, they may be doing worse than they do in some recessions. But a recession is a statement about the entire economy. It's not about a sector. It's not about a geographic area. It's about the economy.
You talked about the job losses. I think the numbers most commonly seen is somewhere around 750,000 jobs lost in the United States this year. The unemployment rate is somewhere around 6.1%. What do you think, what would you expect that we're going to be seeing in the next 3 to 6 months, let's say, on that front?
Well, the unemployment rate probably goes up to around the last peak that we saw. That would put it up around 7.8%, maybe 8%. Some people think it's going to go even higher. The economy gets worse. We have more job losses in addition to a hike in the rate of unemployment. Output declines further. You have a situation where the declines feed on one another and people get even more worried about whether we're able to stop it. That's typically part of a recession. This is part of the recession psychology. It isn't just a decline in output. Because you have GDP decline in sporadic quarters, a recession is when you put a period together where something bad happens in the economy and you have a totally different psychology operating.
Could you quickly describe to us your thought on the stimulus plan that was set up to inject some good news into the economy?
Well, what it did was it poked up a quarter of positive GDP, which helped to cause this quarter, the third quarter, to be an even weaker quarter. So it didn't really have any lasting impact. It didn't really avert the slide the economy was involved in. It did put about another $150 billion of debt on our books, and it really didn't, in some sense, do its job. Yeah, it did pump up spending for a while, but temporary tax cuts, one-time tax cuts, don't really have that lasting effect on people's spending. You want to have a lasting effect on people's spending, then you have to give them money in a lasting way, and typically you do that through a permanent tax cut.
Well, there's certainly lots of discussion of that in this presidential election cycle. Thank you very much, Bob Braska, for joining us.
Thank you.
Bob is the chief economist at Fact and Opinion Economics.
You know, but it's about getting at the psychology of hesitancy that a recession is all about. That's really interesting.